I pretty much knew by junior high that I was going to go into the military.
When did you actually find out that you were shipping to Vietnam?
Well, I would have just turned 19 at that time.
What surprised you about your time over there?
My Uncle Ray had been in Vietnam, and I remember getting letters from him. And it was, to me, kind of strange to be, you know, in a helicopter looking at South Vietnam years later.
It's almost more like it was a surreal experience.
When you see movies, when you see historical footage from like World War II, and then suddenly to be in the situation where you're flying missions at night, flying reconnaissance flights, on standby in case a plane goes down in a rescue situation, medevacs. You're a part of it, but you're also stepping back and looking at it from that perspective as well.
What are your strongest memories from the military?
One of the Air America helicopters dropped off some Americans and some Vietnamese VIPs, and amongst them was this little girl and her father. And apparently, in all the confusion, they had been separated from the mother. The decision was made to crank up the helicopter and fly them over. And this little girl had one of our deck crew's helmets on and sound suppressors. And I just remember this little girl and her big brown eyes, and, you know, you can imagine the fear and, you know, what's going on, being separated from her mother, all these strange people. And we took off, and it was just a short flight to this other ship. And we landed, and I got out of the helicopter, and a little girl, they put her in my arms, and the mother was waiting just outside of the rotor blades. And I'll never forget the expression of that mother, you know, when she first saw our daughter, and then the look that she gave me when I handed her daughter back to her. And
I can just imagine.
There weren't any words exchanged, really, but I could tell she was so grateful.